South Sudan's Charged Affairs in India, Thomas Kenneth Elizapana, wrote a letter dated November 6th asking South Sudanese studying in India to join the ruling SPLM party led by President Salva Kiir. The letter stated that SPLM, led by President Kiir, has extended its office or chapter in India. But Jock Madud Jock, a South Sudanese analyst and co-founder of the Juba-based SAT Institute, says the move by South Sudan's diplomatic mission in India is bizarre.
Because it doesn't fit the mandate of a diplomatic mission, which is representing everyone from South Sudan to prevail over people on account of the ruling party. It's not what missions do. It's what political parties do. It's not the job of the diplomatic mission to try to nudge and perhaps even prevail over students to join the party.
Section 38 of the South Sudan Diplomatic and Secular Service Act 2011 prohibits members of diplomatic missions, including heads of mission, from participating in any activities of a political party or partisan political position. Madud says the Charged Affairs action explains what he calls as the persistent disorganized system of governance in South Sudan.
This document issued by the Embassy of South Sudan in New Delhi, India, is nothing but yet another indication of the kind of confusion that has plagued the way South Sudan has been governed, mixing affairs of the ruling party, the SPLM, with basic functions of the state.
South Sudan's Foreign Affairs Ministry has distanced itself from the alleged plans to mobilize students to join the SPLM, saying its code of conduct does not allow diplomats to do that. Marisol Marial, a spokesperson of the South Sudan's Foreign Affairs Ministry, says the ministry is not aware of such a letter, adding that foreign missions are not allowed to participate in partisan political activities.
We are civil servants. We are not a political diplomat or appointees. We are public servants. Public servants serve the institutions of the government, regardless of any affiliation of party. Even if you are an ambassador, you are appointed an ambassador to represent South Sudan, you represent the country, not a party. This is something very clear in our conduct of business in diplomacy.
Marial says he will bring the matter to the attention of the foreign ministry's leadership, and an investigation would be launched against any diplomat involved in partisan political activities. Several calls to South Sudan's Charged Affairs in India, Thomas Kenneth Elizapana, went unanswered. VOA also sent text messages to Elizapana on Sunday, but he did not respond. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.